Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Debate in Congress continues over the separate priorities of foreign aid funding for Ukraine, Israel, and more funding for security at the southern border. Democrats and Republicans are trying to find compromise on legislation, but Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox News he has his doubts.
My fear is that the Senate is on a collision course for the mother of all omnibuses, an omnibus that also includes Ukraine funding, without anything for Israel, and without any addressing of the border.
On Wednesday, Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said passing more foreign aid for Ukraine is vital to America's, quote, cold, hard interests, which he said include bleeding Russia's military more. A plane crash in Russia near the Ukraine border has a member of the Russian government crying foul.
An investigation is continuing into a Russian military plane that crashed near the Ukraine border on Wednesday while transporting over 60 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov, speaking through a translator, calls this a Ukrainian criminal act.
Right away, after the aircraft was downed, the Ukrainian side mentioned yet again their victory.
President Biden is notching a significant endorsement from organized labor this week. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, endorsing Biden Wednesday, didn't hold back in his criticism of former President Trump.
He wanted to do a rotation so union auto workers would be begging for their jobs back at lower pay. To screw the American working class!
Fain credited Biden for becoming the first sitting U.S. president to join workers on the picket line last year. UAW members earned major pay raises with a months-long strike against the big three automakers last November. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The justice system is holding parents accountable for a teenage shooter in Michigan. This week, Ethan Crumbly's mother appeared before a judge, Ethan just 15 years old, when he killed four students at a Michigan high school with a gun that his own parents had given him. Jennifer Crumbly's facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the case. Just as election year politics are heating up, The Daily Show will welcome back longtime legend and host Jon Stewart. He's set to return and host the Comedy Central show on Monday nights beginning February 12th as the show continues to search for a new permanent host. Controversy over the Barbie movie is brewing at the Oscars as the women who headlined on the film get snubbed.
While Barbie was nominated for Best Picture, among others, Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera picked up supporting nods. Lead actress Margot Robbie and director Greta Gerwig were snubbed. That did not sit well with Gosling, being that he said there's no Ken without Barbie. He released a statement voicing his displeasure.
Correspondent Corey Myers, the L.A. Times, announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns California's largest daily paper, says it's losing between $30 and $40 million each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We're here live in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the 2024 SHOT Show. This is the third largest trade show in Vegas. It's unbelievable. 115 countries are here from all 50, and all 50 states are represented. 13.9, almost 14 million miles of aisles, more than half a marathon. This is unbelievable. So, more than 2,500 exhibitors. They say the space can fit up to 547 F-16 fighter jets on the show floor. That's just to give you an idea of just how massive this display here is at SHOT 2024. And, you know, and here with us to talk about one of the topics that people are talking about is the Lake City Army Ammunition Plant. Kevin Stockland, Epoc Times investigative reporter, joins us live now. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks.
Well, per your investigative report, the Epoc Times, the 20 attorney generals, which is interestingly led by New York Attorney General Letitia James, have asked the Biden administration to stop the sale of 5.56 caliber ammunition to civilians by the Lake City Army Ammunition Plant, which also supplies the U.S. military. Explain to our audience what's going on here, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago that this was approved, you know, in order to, you know, I guess, heighten some military readiness. And now some controversy has ended in, and they want to throttle back the sale of ammunition by Lake City Army Ammunition Plant, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So this is a massive plant in Missouri. It covers almost 4,000 acres. It has about 395 buildings. They manufacture about one-third of the 5,500 ammunition for the market. And they were set up in 1940 by the military with ammunition. As you pointed out, the military is to this plant to come kind of the booming of ammunition when they were time of. So, you know, to be able to ramp up very quickly, they suggested that this plant sell to the civilians as well. It allows them to keep the production lines up at, you know, full capacity, keep staffing, and keep all of their equipment up to date. And so this has been going on since the 1940s, and now we have 20 state attorney generals that say that they want it to stop. They've asked the Biden administration to change the contracts with this plant so that if they sell to the military, they can no longer sell to the civilian market.
Exactly. And so specifically, what, You know, per your investigation, what has triggered these attorney generals to come together and push back against this plant selling, you know, to the public?
Well, the argument that they're making and the background to this, we know that Aleph hates the AR-15-style rifles, which use predominantly 5.56 ammo, and they have tried to ban those rifles. They've been unsuccessful because of various Supreme Court rulings, and so this appears to be an attempt to strangle the market from getting ammunition for these rifles. And their argument is that this will stop or reduce mass shootings in the United States. They've produced a few anecdotes of very tragic cases of these rifles being used in shootings. But behind all this is the fact that rifles, all rifles altogether, account for only about 4% of all homicides in the United States.
Exactly. Well, you know, and that's what I was going to ask you is that, I mean, here they are focused on the AR-15 and this 5.56 caliber ammunition, but it's a, really a lot to do about a minor proportion in terms of, you know, what is actually happening in terms of mass shootings and this caliber of ammo, right?
Yeah, you know, they're calling it a military-grade ammunition because the military uses it. Interestingly, the military also uses 9mm. They use 308, 30.6, 12 gauge. So, you know, why 5.56 is military-grade and the others are not? Question four, if they ban the one, maybe they are looking to ban all the rest as well.
Exactly. Well, you would think, because the numbers are higher with handguns versus rifles, right, or an AR?
That does appear to be the next step. I mean, overwhelmingly, gun homicides are committed by handguns. They are not committed by rifles. But the AR-15-style rifle has been singled out as something that is left very much wanting.
Kevin, what's the pushback? You know, are Republican AGs pushing back on this?
You know, I haven't heard anything about that so far. They may get involved in it, but it may be that I'm not sure how the Biden administration is going to respond to this. The fact of the matter is there's demand for this caliber, and if the plants like Lake City can't supply it, I think private industry will step up and supply it outside of military contracts.
Mm-hmm.
But who will probably suffer the most out of this is the military.
Yeah.
Because readiness to supply ammunition to the military, there were a war to come, is going to be reduced.
Exactly. Well, and this is what, you know, through the natural evolution of doing business to, you know, keep our, you know, the level of military preparedness that is necessary, you know, the public is supporting the cause here. Can't the attorney general see that, or are they just so ideologically fixed against the AR and the, you know, as they would say, the military style rifle, that they cannot discern any logic to this?
Well, I did reach out to the office of Letitia James, the New York attorney general, to ask her these same questions. And I got no response. They really didn't want to speak to me. So I unfortunately don't have an answer to what their motivation is.
What did you discover as far as timeline, Kevin? I mean, is this something that, you know, could happen this year, or is this just, you know, one of those election targets because it's an election year?
Well, the proposal is in front of the Biden administration, and it's fairly recent. So I haven't read anything about their response to it or whether they intend to follow this up to either institute a ban or not. We're watching it and we'll see how this develops. And so at this point, there hasn't been any timeline set or indication whether the Biden administration is going to follow this request or not.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, could this be done by executive order, I take it?
You know, in theory it could. These are military contracts, and the military could rewrite its contracts if it wanted to. It seems a strange thing that the military would want to do for all the reasons that we just talked about, but
right.
It seems like they could.
Mm. Any comments from the DOD?
Not so far, and, you know, we'll keep on it. We'll keep reaching out and seeing if there's a response, but so far there hasn't been.
Well, Kevin, you know, I appreciate all the great work that you're doing here. In this next segment coming up, you also have done
a report on disease X that more and more people are becoming aware of. So I'll look forward to getting into more details in the follow-up segment that'll become up after the break here. So we're talking with Kevin Stockland. He is an Epoch Times investigative reporter. Kevin, if people want to follow you, how can they do this?
Well, my byline is Kevin Stockland, and I'm writing for The Epoch Times. So if they just go to TheEpochTimes.com and check my byline, you can see our reports on all this stuff.
Well, you got more from Kevin on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Kevin Stockland continues with us, the Epoch Times investigative reporter, talking about this mysterious disease X that the WHO, WEF, and other global orgs are preparing us for. You know, it's like everybody's getting groomed these days, Kevin, right?
Yes, Disease X is the latest plan. We don't know what it is or when it's coming, but everybody seems to be preparing for it on the global stage.
Well, you know, it is, after all, it's an election year, and as we know, the pandemic was very instrumental in the election or selection of Joe Biden, however way you want to put it. But he's the reason that Joe Biden is, or that's the reason Joe Biden is president of the United States today.
Did cause a tremendous loosening of election integrity laws throughout the country because of the COVID virus. And so you know, we'll see what's in store when we approach this fall.
Well, is Disease X, are they saying it's going to be worse than COVID-19?
Well, they're not saying that it's any particular thing. They don't know what it is. They're just basically saying that we need to gear up and get all our systems ready for the next pandemic. And there's kind of three main areas that they're targeting. One, they're trying to accelerate the production of vaccines so that can be done within 100 days so that they can get drugs injected into people, you know, much faster than they did the last time. They are trying to centralize authority in the WHO. There's a big pandemic treaty around that all nations are going to sign, saying that the WHO will be the central authority now for dealing with pandemics. And then the third thing is they are fighting misinformation globally so that people don't get the wrong ideas.
Kevin, is it your sense that that which we learned in dealing with COVID-19, including the WHO, because I don't know that WHO got anything right, but yet you've got these countries signing on to this agreement, including the United States. Joe Biden is trying to do something in the back room, so to speak, to surrender our country's sovereignty to the WHO, that I don't know if they got anything right whatsoever during COVID-19, so should we trust them with any future pandemic?
Well, this is the problem, that they are trying to centralize all this authority with the WHO, with the World Economic Forum, with various health officials. But the public, there's been a tremendous loss of public trust, not only in the WHO, but also in the CDC and in the health community in general, just because of all the ways that people were misled during the COVID pandemic, the fact that the governments were trying to force them to take this vaccine that they didn't want to take, and it turns out that there have been some risks that were not disclosed to us. So this is all happening at a time of tremendous mistrust against all of these authorities.
Well, as you say, risked, here we are. We're supposed to have, the information. It wasn't given to us. Risks were minimized. But yet the reality is post-vaccination is we've got a lot of complications and also anecdotal testimonials of people saying, I did it my way and, without a vaccine, and I'm okay. You know, I can tell you, I think you and I may have talked about this before. Personally, just as one person, I got COVID early on. It was minor. It was like a very light cold. You know, that was about it. But I had COVID, and Dr. Fauci at the time said, natural immunity could only last a couple of months. So I thought, okay, well, let me check into this. And so I have been monitoring myself to this day. Now we're 3 years post-COVID, and my immune system is stronger than ever. So there was no depletion whatsoever, and that would be in agreement with what Dr. Fauci had presented. And this is what I'm hearing more and more from people anecdotally is that they've had similar experiences.
Yeah, we're also seeing doctors being censored and scientists being censored. So There have been reports that look at lockdowns, for example, and just talk about how damaging this was to society and to children and everything else. Those reports we are now seeing are not getting published. They're often getting censored. Their authors are being criticized. So it looks like there are really some efforts to control this narrative and rewrite the history of the pandemic in a way that lockdowns were a good thing and that it was appropriate for governments to try to force people to take a vaccine that they didn't want to take. And so, you know, this is the climate that all of this is taking place in.
Well, Kevin, and I know the Epoch Times has been really good at, doing a deeper dive into this and addressing these issues. But, you know, there's only so much you can do. I mean, we've got to educate the people and, continue, with the messaging that puts the pressure on the government, to come together in such a way to take all this information. I mean, when you consider the cumulative intelligence of people in Europe, 340 million people here in America, I would look to the cumulative intelligence as opposed to a small group, a small number of selected elites, especially who have got it wrong consistently.
Yeah, so this is the question, is given a performance during COVID-19, what is the logic in centralizing authority further in organizations that seem to have gotten it wrong?
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course the government says, they label stuff misinformation. So that's kind of like their get-out-of-jail card and excuses everything and reduces any kind of accountability because it's all misinformation. Well, what happens? I mean, is there any liability for these people that push the vaccines and people are being injured and, there's all kinds of complications and things that we should have known about? Because, first of all, going into this, as you know, Kevin, they could not have done the vaccines and or exercise more specifically an authorization, emergency authorization use, because there were, what we know now is there were remedies on the shelf already to deal with COVID-19.
Right, and we saw a lot of government pressure forcing people to take this vaccine regardless of the risk. So we saw, for example, in California, children had to get the vaccine in order to go to school. Well, the risk of COVID to a healthy child is statistically zero. The Biden administration was trying to force people to lose their jobs if they didn't take the vaccine. We even had a country like Austria that was criminalizing refusal to take the vaccine. That was a crime. You could go to jail for that. So, this has kind of been the response from the powers that be, and it's really created a tremendous amount of suspicion, among average people.
Exactly. Well, we got a couple of minutes left, and I did want to give you an opportunity to talk about your new documentary, The Shadow State. Tell our audience about that.
Well, it's a look at the ESG industry, and the ESG industry is how the private sector, corporations, have been arm-twisted into going along with the progressive agenda, whether that's global warming or racial equity or abortion rights or gun control. So it's how our money, our investment money, has been used by the fund managers that manage it to control the shareholder vote and force companies to go along with the left-wing agenda.
Is this going to get a wake-up call like DEI that's been moving through America and becoming DIE, as opposed to DEI? Because, the reality is the fiduciary responsibility of these entities is to return an investment, and it doesn't seem like ESG is passing the so-what test.
Yeah, correct. And I think 2024 is going to be the year when shareholders say they've had enough. So whether that's Target or Anheuser-Busch or Disney shareholders who've all lost a ton of money because these companies have jumped into political issues, and they are now starting to speak up and say, we want management to explain themselves. And we're going to see a lot more of that in the coming year.
Well, exactly, because, what's the pushback is the natural experience of humanity saying, I'm not interested. I'm not buying what you're selling, right?
That absolutely has been going on, and we're going to start seeing more accountability from management for these decisions.
Well, congratulations on the documentary, The Shadow State. How can our audience, be exposed to it? How can they see it?
Well, it's free to watch for all Epoch Times subscribers, and you can also go to theshadowstate.com, and you can stream it or buy a DVD.
So it is available on DVD?
Yes.
Kevin Stockland, the investigative reporter for the Epoch Times. Kevin, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. More Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes, at least in Alaska Airlines fleet, found with loose bolts. The White House says Congress and the FAA are on task with thorough investigations of the recent door plug near disaster.
We're always going to look into what we can do, and FAA is going to do this, to make sure that we continue to do everything possible.
A door plug blew off the Alaska Airlines flight at 16,000 feet this month as the plane was climbing on its way to California. Boeing has since grounded all 737 MAX 9 planes while detailed inspections are carried out. British billionaire Joe Lewis is pleading guilty to charges of insider trading in the U.S. The 86-year-old former owner of English Premier League club Tottenham Hotspur appeared in court in New York Wednesday. He's accused of giving inside info on companies he invested in to friends, personal assistants, and romantic partners. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hey, welcome back. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be joined by Jake Lang live from the D.C. Gulag, the patriotic J6er, to give us an update on a recent poll and evidence of how biased, as if it's going to be a big surprise. Of course, you know it's not. But it lays it out in terms of the perspective that D.C. residents have about J6 and the insurrection. I don't know if you caught this or not, but the Babylon Bees are at it again. They write, "The Supreme Court rules Texas must replace barbed wire with giant red carpet." Oh, this is way much. Well, speaking of Jake Lang, he's on the line, and he's here with us now, live from the D.C. Gulag. Jake, my brother, how are you?
Bill, God bless you this morning, man.
Hey, I'm excited to be talking to you. I'm here with a lot of patriots here in D.C. for the 2024 SHOT Show. And, you know, and I've been, of course, telling your story and telling them that we were going to be talking today, that you had the latest poll numbers that you're going to give us the details on, particularly regarding the narrative and the belief of the D.C. residents about the about what happened on January the 6th, right?
Yeah, the polling numbers that have come out today are, I mean, they're staggering. It's incredible to see, you know, what we've all known this entire time, that the D.C. residents and the jury pool is inherently biased, that they've been brainwashed against the January 6ers and against Trump. Now we actually have the verifiable data. And, Bill, actually, you're my first interview of today. The Epoch Times just broke the article.
Right.
Did the exclusive. But you're my first, me breaking it on the air today. So without further ado, if your audience is ready, I'm going to go through some numbers that are kind of soul-crushing. If you're a January 6er awaiting to go to trial, knowing that the jury pool is so stacked against you, it's incredibly disheartening. And, you know, we're using this data in my court case to try to push a change of venue motion to, appeal to the court to say, look, there's no possible chance that a jury in Washington, D.C. will be impartial. I have to go back to my home state to get a fair constitutional trial with an impartial jury.
Now, what happened to a jury of your peers, Jake? And I guess that's the basis of your argument here, is that clearly, you cannot find a jury of your peers in D.C., right?
100%. So let's break this down for everybody. So we asked approximately 422 D.C. residents. About 70% of that was over the phone, live phone interviews, and then other ones were text to web, all verified. This polling data was conducted by Triton Polling and Research. They're an amazing polling firm here in Washington, D.C. I went back and forth with these guys trying to kind of work in my own two cents into the polling to try to, make sure it was up to snuff. Mm-hmm. And they just held firm and steady. And, Bill, you know me, my negotiation and how I go and get in pretty hard-nosed with people.
Right.
They just held firm. They have so much integrity, and they made sure that this poll was up to the highest standards of industry, because it's going to be scrutinized by the federal prosecutors.
Oh, of course it will.
Washington, my judge.
Mm-hmm. Does this meet the standard plus or minus three?
Like,
Jake, does this meet the standard plus or minus error factor of 3% roughly?
The plus or minus factor is 4.8%, and it needs to be 5% to be statistically significant. So it's inside the statistically significant error factor, which, is a blessing.
Right, exactly.
So let me give you guys the first one here. The question was, is it important that those who participated in the events of January 6th are punished to the fullest extent of the law to prevent anything like this from happening again? We had 86.4% of Washington eligible jurors agree that that is a statement that they agree with. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't get nearly 90% of people, Bill, to agree that the sky is blue. You bring 100 people into a room, get 90 of them to agree on anything, and I'll give you, a candy bar. It's impossible.
Right.
We're getting results of 86.4% people, jurors, believe that we should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. It gets even worse. We've got 80% of Washington, D.C. residents believe January 6th was an act of domestic terrorism. And on top of that, 85.8% believe January 6th was an insurrection. I mean, these people are completely brainwashed, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at all. If you looked at the amount of published reports digitally, on air, every mainstream media, on how many address J6 in terms of domestic violence and insurrection, those numbers would coincide, because the minds of the people have been greatly influenced and groomed by the mainstream media narrative.
100%. So now we take the logical leap and we really test out the jurors and see what these people are capable of, these extremists that they are. And so, obviously, 85.8% believe January 6th was an insurrection. So then we followed up and said, the penalty for insurrection, treason, or committing an act of domestic terrorism is life imprisonment or the death penalty, which would be a fair punishment for anyone who participated in any of the events of January 6th. Bill, 48% of Washington, D.C. jurors believe that would be a fair punishment. They believe I should either be killed or sit in jail the rest of my life. And they said in any of the events of January 6th, so little Meemaw, little Grandma,
yeah,
that
right.
walked on the Capitol steps, or stood outside waving a flag, or somebody that took a selfie with a police officer giving them a fist bump inside the Capitol. Those people, and myself, who saved two lives on January 6th by God's grace,
yes.
we deserve to be either imprisoned for life or killed in a firing squad.
Unbelievable.
How do I walk into a juror, to get a fair trial where 50%, 48% of the people inside that jury pool believe that I'm worthy of being killed or spending my life in prison without even hearing the facts of my case?
Exactly.
That's their inherent bias.
Well,
that number right there is so disgusting to me, and it's scary to me. I haven't gone to trial yet.
Yeah, and the four numbers that you gave us are scary. I mean, because you think, there's been counter-narratives, great research and investigative reporting, Epoch Times. We've gotten follow-ups, from Capitol Police officers. Books have been written about it. You've done, a couple of documentaries on it. But the fact is that the narrative that has been pushed by Nancy Pelosi, the J6 folk committee that has destroyed evidence of, the research, even though they were told by Congress to, maintain the records, they destroyed the evidence. All this has been rigged, and as they've been interfering with a fair trial or any process of what happened on January the 6th. Because they don't even want to talk about, as you and I have discussed many times, Jake, they don't want to talk about what led up to January 6th. They want to only talk about the reaction, but they don't want to say what was the causal effect of January 6th.
Of course. I mean, that's how they've drummed up such an emotional response from the people, because they have hidden the truth of the fact that it was a Fed's direction, the fact that, there was also a great uprising of American patriots in spirit against tyranny that day. They don't want to talk about the fact that we were there protecting the Constitution against people who are stolen election. Mm-hmm. They want to just basically say that Donald Trump and his supporters are, extremists and violent domestic terrorists, but they hide the fact that we're the ones that are the last line of liberty that day between us and a Marxist communist coup d'etat.
Exactly.
But, all of these narratives, and the fact that they set this up. And
Jake, we've got to go to break, and I know you got to disconnect and come back. So, Jake, more from Jake Lang after this.
Vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you, and we've got breaking news here, direct from the D.C. Gulag. Jake Lang, J6 Patriot prisoner, is on the line with us, giving us the results of this latest poll here. As he announced in the first segment, 86.4% of D.C. residents believe that all the J6 Patriots, people that they see as breaking the law, should be... They should realize the full extent of the law. 80% see them as domestic terrorists. 85.8%, almost 86%, believe they are that they conducted an insurrection. And when they were asked about the penalty of an insurrection, which people know, you know, it's either life or death. Some 48% believe it to be a fair punishment. Is that a fair summary, Jake, that I laid out there?
Yes, it is. And we've got more polling data to reveal to you guys live from the D.C. Gulag. It is my 3 years now. I'm over 3 years. January 16th, 2021, I was arrested at gunpoint by the FBI. I've been incarcerated for 3 years and, 6 days now?
Yes.
Wow. Without a trial, sitting in the Gulag. And so, you know, my life is one of fighting back against the government, even to this day, all of the incredible injustices and miscarriages that they've committed against 1,250 January 6ers They have railroaded people through the court system in Washington, D.C. like you've at a blazing rate like you've never seen before.
Exactly.
Without letting them know. I mean, this data has the potential for, in the appeal court, when people, all of the Gen 6ers who have taken plea deals or gone to trial and been found guilty by biased D.C. jurors,
exactly,
they have an amazing opportunity now with raw factual data to say, I was railroaded by a biased jury and I deserve to have my life back. And
exactly,
these charges overturned. So this is going to be one of the biggest black eyes that the Department of Justice has seen. I mean, we're fighting on all fronts, right? We have the 1512 charge in Supreme Court. We have, you know, the Donald Trump, God willing, coming back with the pardons. But this data right now today proves what we've all been, you know, speaking about for years,
exactly,
inside the Jan 6 community. How can we get a fair trial is what we keep
right
on saying. Why don't they send us back to Texas and to Florida,
right,
and New York to get our trials, because D.C. is insurmountable.
Exactly. Well, of course, and this information, this polling evidence, is on top of, you know, what I believe has been the prosecutorial lawfare that has been executed against all the J6ers. I mean, withholding exculpatory evidence. You know, many of these people have not seen the video. You know, what are we up to? I mean, originally we were told there's 12 hours. We found that subsequently, you know, we're talking over, you know, 12,000. Now there's over 44,000 hours of video available, and courts are not wanting to look at that evidence.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's so rigged. That's why we say the deck's completely stacked,
exactly,
against us here, is because they used the bias of the Washington D.C. little cabal here,
yeah,
as
right,
part of their lawfare. They knew, on top of overcharging, over broadly applying the law, sweeping indictments and other forms of prosecutorial misconduct and bias, selective prosecution, right? They're charging,
mm-hmm,
us, but they're not charging the BLM and Antifa and Palestinian rioters and protesters that break into the Capitol, or the Kavanaugh disruptors that disrupted an official proceeding. They don't charge those people with 20-year federal criminal statutes. They charge us. That's called prosecutorial misconduct, but it's selective prosecution specifically.
Yes.
And so they use all of this as lawfare. They know what they're doing. This is the weaponization of the government, and the keeping us in Washington, D.C. is the main reason why we're being railroaded. So let me break back into the data, because I got a few more
yes,
data
please,
points I want to share with your audience.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
We asked the D.C. jurors, the eligible jurors in Washington, D.C., the residents here, and most of them are college-educated snobs that answered this poll, because that's what our polling shows. We saw that regardless of what they did, anyone who participated in the events at the Capitol on January 6th should serve prison time. We had 68.8% agree with that. That's nearly 70%. That says regardless of what they did, regardless if they saved lives, regardless if they entered the Capitol or they're standing outside the Capitol, we specifically phrased this to really draw out how badly they just want to see us be punished, saying regardless if they committed crimes or not is really what
we mean. And so regardless if Capitol Police waved them in, right?
In the event, that doesn't say who committed a crime. It says anyone who participated in the event. 68.8%, nearly 70%.
Wow. Okay, so what's next? What's the next one?
Okay, I've got Donald Trump and his supporters must be stopped at all costs. This is another one. It's almost the same exact. 68.6%. I mean, these people, 70% of Washington, D.C. residents think that Donald Trump and his supporters must be stopped at all costs. Nearly 70% suggest that means they will cheat, lie, and steal an election. They will lie to get on a jury pool. They will do whatever it takes to get there. And so these numbers are showing stuff that normal people would never admit. When you say Donald Trump and his supporters must be stopped at all costs, and 68.6% of people agree to that statement, I mean, that means they're willing to do some reprehensible and unconscionable things to make sure that that we are stopped, and including imprisoning us on false charges.
Wow. This has such huge implications, Jake, not only for you, Donald Trump, you know, the country at large, that you have D.C. We've known, you know, the prejudice and the bias of Washington, D.C., but, I mean, these are in-your-face numbers.
Yeah, I mean, they're smack in the face. I mean, you have, we're polling at all of these very controversial things that you wouldn't expect even 20% of people to agree to. We're polling at numbers that are like 70% consistently across the board. Donald Trump and his supporters must be stopped at all costs. 68.6%, regardless of what they did at the Capitol, lock them up,
right.
They should serve prison time, regardless if they even committed a crime, 68.8%. And now we have, here's the highest number we received for the day. Donald Trump is to blame for January 6th. 89.3% of people agree to that. I mean, you got 90% of people in Washington, D.C. that think Donald Trump, who said go peacefully and patriotically protest at the Capitol, is to blame for January 6th. Not Nancy Pelosi, not the shoddy Capitol Police leadership, the chief there, you know, Stephen Sund, and the people that were in charge of actually securing and protecting the Capitol, but Donald Trump. And you're looking on to Pittman, too.
Yeah, exactly. And we know from the inside, whether it's T.K. Johnson, certainly, Stephen Sund in his book lays out the truth. It's irrefutable as to how this was manipulated. I mean, here you guys, you have the guy in charge of Capitol Police. He's not notified of any of this that's happening to give him a heads up that, there was, some perception and projection by the inner circle, you know, that Nancy Pelosi had constructed to believe certain things that were going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of why they have, you know, gone so crazy with the heavy media propaganda, is because it's part of the cover-up. I mean, look at the January 6th Select Committee that Congress,
yes,
you know, Liz Cheney and the other Democrats, she's basically a Democrat, put on. This was a complete cover-up. It was an obfuscation. It was a operation, a psyop, a psychological operation to do like a red herring and point all the blame away from those people like Yogananda Pittman, Nancy Pelosi, other Democrat leaders, Chuckie Schumer, and all of the people that actually are to blame, you know, people that refused the National Guard, Nancy Pelosi, that left the Capitol completely vulnerable, that incited a violent riot when shooting us, you know, the Capitol Police chiefs and the brass there that said open fire munitions on an unarmed crowd and threw everybody up into a complete frenzy. I mean, these people were not brought up there to be questioned under, you know, sworn oath, but all of the people that they could get to, you know, all of their fake peers and, you know, election poll workers and all this nonsense. It was a complete psyop, and so now we have the numbers, the data to actually show this. I got one more that I want to tell your audience.
Okay, we've got about a minute and a half. We have a minute and a half left, Jake. Go ahead. The final one, go ahead.
This one we asked, and this is the one that's going to actually get us out of Washington, D.C., because it's direct, it's irrefutable. The question is, if I were called to be on a January 6th jury, I would want to be on that jury to make sure the defendant is found guilty and held accountable for the events of that day.
Wow.
39.1% of people agree. Now, that number is a lot lower, but, I mean, it's still egregious. You have 40% of people saying purely they would want to be on. They would want to be called to a January 6th jury just to find the defendant guilty. This is somebody walking into the courtroom. 40% of my jurors are there just to find me guilty without looking at the circumstances or the facts of my case. They already are walking in there seething, pining to find me guilty, admittedly.
Right. Well, Jake, that's a basis for recusal right there.
1 minute remaining.
Right?
Yes, that is the basis. That is the irrefutable factual evidence that says we cannot have these jury selections and processes in Washington, D.C. We have to be moved out of the District of Columbia to receive fair trials. You know, no stop. It is 100% fact now. We need to be told. It should be a jury of
all breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, from Jake Lang at the D.C. Gulag.
It's obvious.
Thank you, Jake.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.